Today is the Sunday within the octave of the Ascension. The epistle to be read today is taken from St. Peter's first epistle, chapter 4. Dearly beloved, be prudent, therefore, and watch in prayers, but before all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves. For charity covers a multitude of sins, using hospitality one towards another without murmuring, as every man hath received grace, ministering the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the power which God administereth, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the Holy Gospel, it is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapters 15 and 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me, and you shall give testimony because you are with me from the beginning. These things have I spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth a service to God. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you of them." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. "But before all things, have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins." Words taken from today's epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, I would like to begin by telling you a true story about a priest, a soldier, a life vest, and an act of charity. During the Second World War, in the midst of a furious sea battle against the Japanese Navy, an American ship was torpedoed. The ship was sinking, and the soldiers and the sailors were in fearful panic as the ship began to slide to an angle. But in the midst of the panic that ensued, one of the officers restored order and discipline among the men. He ordered the few remaining lifeboats to be lowered into the sea. He also ordered the remaining men to put on their life vests and abandon ship, and await in the midst of the ocean the rescue which had been radioed. As the ship was thus sinking, and the soldiers and sailors were jumping into the sea, the chaplain, a Father Washington, who was assisting others and preparing to jump himself, suddenly heard cries of despair. A young soldier was frantically looking for his life vest. In all the confusion, the chaos, and the destruction caused by the torpedo blast, he could not find it. Father Washington approached him and took off his own vest. He handed it to the soldier and told him to go. The young soldier hesitated. He said in so many words, "Father, I can't take your vest." But the good priest looked at him and again he said, "Go." And according to the testimony of this young soldier who survived, he said the padre then sank to his knees on the deck of the sinking ship. He clasped his hands in prayer and lowered his eyes. The ship went down, but those of us who survived never saw Father Washington again. Now, today's epistle, my dear friends, is taken, as I mentioned, from St. Peter's first epistle. In sacred scripture, there are two epistles written by St. Peter. According to sacred tradition, both epistles were written by the apostle while he was in Rome. The first epistle was written around the year 64 AD, when the persecution of the emperor Nero began, while the second epistle was written in the year 67 AD, not long before the martyrdom of St. Peter. But the purpose of the first epistle was to prepare the Christians for the coming persecution of Nero. And in particular, to prepare the Christians of the various churches of Asia Minor, where St. Peter had once preached the gospel. That's why the epistle opens with an introduction to all the churches of Asia Minor. So St. Peter did not address this epistle to the Christians at the church in Rome as the persecution was beginning. And he did not do this because he himself was personally there to instruct them and to encourage them. But in his first epistle, St. Peter exhorts Christians to stand firm in their faith, to stand firm in Catholic morality. That is, to persevere in their belief in and practice of their Catholic faith, no matter what happens. He also urges them that despite the persecution, still they must have, as far as possible, the greatest obedience to civil authority. But again, as far as that is possible. And finally, he encourages them to the practice of fraternal charity. Thus did he write, "But before all things, have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins." To understand these words, my dear friends, before all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, you have to first understand the virtue of charity. The virtue of charity, as theologians explain, is a virtue which is one in its essence because of the oneness of the object. In other words, the object of charity is God loved in himself and God loved in our neighbor. And this simply means that if we truly love God, we will love our neighbor, we will love others. And if we truly love others, we will love God. Thus, it is impossible for a person to say they love God, but to have hatred in their hearts for others. And the more a soul loves God, so much the more will it love others. St. John the Apostle wrote of charity in his epistle, his first epistle. He put it this way, he said, "If any man say, I love God, but the same hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he seeth, how can he love God who he seeth not?" And this commandment, St. John says, we have from God, that he who loveth God loveth also his brother. Thus, St. Thomas Aquinas, speaking of the necessity of loving others for the sake of God, wrote, "One who loves God loves all that God loves." Now, sometimes, my dear friends, certain people can be very difficult to love. We all have our good points. We all have our bad points, so to speak. And that is why we must often remind ourselves that true charity is not the love of others for their sake alone, but it is the love of God for their sake. The love of others is for the sake of God. And so closely bound together then are the love of God and the love of others, that our Lord actually made it the distinctive mark of all who would follow him to the very end of time. He said to the apostles, and he said to us, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." And St. Peter, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, tells us in this first epistle today that this charity that we must have for others will even effectively cover a multitude of sins. In other words, the more we truly love others, the more we forgive others from our heart, the more God will be moved to forgive us our sins and offenses. In our story, this military chaplain, Father Washington, gave his life vest and ultimately his life for a young soldier. And this was, my dear friends, a heroic act of charity. For of such a thing, our Lord himself said, "Greater love than this no man hath, than that a man lay down his life for his friends." Now, we may never be called upon to perform such an heroic act of charity, although it is not impossible. But we are often called upon to love others and do good to others, and this for the love of God in little ways. That is, we are called upon at times to come to the assistance of others who are in need of alms, food, clothing, or some material assistance, whether we know them or not. Or we may be asked to do good to others by helping them when they ask for our help, in big ways or in small ways. Or we may be asked in our charity to pray for others, or to visit the sick and the suffering, or comfort and encourage the sad and the lonely. We may be called upon to do such things during the course of our lives. But never forget, my dear friends, hardly a day will pass in which you are not called upon to be patient, in which you are not called upon to be kind, in which you are not called upon to be cheerful towards others in your thoughts, words, and actions. St. Peter wrote this first epistle to prepare the first Christians for a bloody persecution of death and martyrdom. During this octave of the Ascension, as the Church seeks to keep before us the truth that our one true home is heaven, let us prepare ourselves for that day when Christ shall call us out of this world And let us prepare ourselves by having, as St. Peter says, each day, a constant mutual charity among ourselves, and confident that this charity will indeed cover a multitude of sins. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.